This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. At a service at the Vatican, Pope Francis praised Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, who has died at the age of 95. AP correspondent Sarah Nafa reports.
Speaking during a New Year's Eve vigil, Francis thanked his predecessor for his testimony of faith and prayer, especially in these final years of retired life. Pope Benedict will forever be remembered as the first pontiff in 600 years to resign from the job, a dramatic decision that paved the way for the conclave that elected Francis as his successor. The two popes then lived side by side in the Vatican Gardens, an unprecedented arrangement that set the stage for future popes emeritus to do the same. I'm Sarah Nafa.
U.S. President Joe Biden, a devout Catholic, on Saturday mourned the passing of former Pope Benedict XVI, praising his devotion to the Church. Mr. Biden said in a statement that the late Pope will be remembered as a renowned theologian with a lifetime of devotion to the Church, guided by his principles and faith. Cardinal Timothy Dolan was appointed Archbishop of the U.S. state of New York by Pope Benedict. In an AP interview, Cardinal Dolan says Pope Benedict's resignation is part of his legacy, and he did it for the right reasons, but it should not become retirement protocol.
I hope we don't have to go through it again, because it's not the way things should be done. However, the major legacy of his astounding resignation was that it worked. It worked, and he because of his humility and simplicity.
The Vatican says that the Pope will be buried in the papal tombs under St. Peter's Basilica, and that his will be a solemn but simple funeral. This is VOA News. Russia carried out its second major round of missile attacks on Ukraine in 3 days. Saturday, Ukrainian officials said, with explosions reported throughout the country on New Year's Eve, including in the capital Kyiv and in the southern industrial powerhouse city of Zaporizhia. Brazil's Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will assume the presidency Sunday. Sniffer dogs and police searched vehicles in Brasilia of those who showed up at the stadium where he will be inaugurated. Da Silva faces a long list of hurdles, from healing a deeply divided country to battling poverty and hunger, all with severe budget constraints. Deb Haaland, Secretary of the U.S. Department of the Interior, will lead the U.S. delegation to the inauguration. New Year's Eve in China prompted an outpouring of reflection online and by residents of the central Chinese city of Wuhan about the strict zero COVID policy and the impact of its abrupt reversal this month. Wuhan was the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak nearly 3 years ago. The COVID-19 policy switch has led to a wave of infections across the country, a further drop in economic activity, and international concern, with Britain and France becoming the latest countries to impose curbs on travelers from China. Many countries around the world have already rung in the new year. Like in Japan, in a sign of return to normality after years of COVID-19 restrictions, thousands gathered at Sensoji Buddhist Temple in Tokyo to welcome in the new year. More than 100 guests were selected to ring the traditional New Year's Eve bell. The iconic ball that drops in New York City's Times Square has to be tested before the festivities begin. President of Countdown Entertainment, Jeffrey Strauss, says there will be a variety of performers.
We have Ava Max, Chelsea Cutler, Jax, Jake, Duran Duran, New Edition, J-Hope, Cheska, Omani Garcia, this amazing mix of musical talent, which reflects that international visitors from all over the world here in Times Square. We all come together for New Year's Eve.
And the chief of the police commissioner in New York said security preparations are in order for the festivities. If you'd like to know more about these or any of the stories we're covering on the last day of 2022, please visit us at voanews.com or take a moment to look on your mobile phone and download our mobile app. Just search VOA News. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.